And then I'll invite Matt and Rolando to come on up. Many of you know Matt, Matt Armstrong. He's the CEO of Crossroads Kids Club, and he also, you know, happens to be a part of our church, and so we got to coordinate this whole thing, and then, yeah, Rolando, and so this is Rolando. Rolando is our friend from Mexico, and we have the joy of being able to welcome you this morning. So, church, let's welcome Matt and Rolando.
So before we begin, I'm going to translate for him. How many of you speak Spanish? Okay, good. So most of you will have no idea how I'm doing. That's good. And those hands, if I get stuck, you can help me. Okay. So just before we start, I just want to say Rolando and I met about 6 years ago. A pastor who I met in Chicago connected us. And he heard about Crossroads, the pastor in Chicago, and he said, my friend in Mexico would really benefit from this. Would you consider going to Mexico? And I said, well, I'll pray about it. And he took that as yes. And so we exchanged phone numbers. So we talked, and so I decided to go and visit him all by myself. It was March 2018. And I got there not knowing who I was going to meet or, you know, if he was an axe murderer or what. And then he comes and picks me up in a big white van, a creepy white van, no joke. And I'm like, I'm going to die here in Mexico. But by God's grace, the Lord has made us great friends and brothers in ministry. Yeah? Somos amigos, compañeros en Cristo. Uh-huh. Hermanos. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. And the Lord has really given Crossroads a lot of opportunity, not only in Mexico, but around Latin America. So that said, hermano,
buenos días.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Dios te bendiga.
No entiendo mucho inglés y espero que no haya hablado mal de mí.
I don't know too much English, so I hope Matt hasn't said anything bad about me already.
Esta mañana estoy muy agradecido con Dios.
This morning I am very thankful to the Lord.
Primeramente por haber enviado a Jesucristo.
First, because he sent our Lord Jesus Christ,
que perdonó nuestros pecados,
who forgave all our sins,
nos libró de la culpa,
who set us free from our guilt,
y sufrió para darnos paz,
and who suffered to give us peace.
Y esa es la razón por la cual estoy aquí enfrente.
And that is the reason why I'm here in front of you today.
Y es decir que un día vendrá por nosotros.
And it's to say that one day he will come for us.
Y a él sea la gloria.
And to him be all the glory.
Amen. Otra gratitud que tengo,
and another gratitude that I have,
es para ustedes,
is for you all,
por orar por nosotros como ministerio,
for praying for us as a ministry,
por orar por México,
for praying for Mexico,
por El Salvador,
for El Salvador,
Guatemala,
Guatemala,
y Honduras,
and Honduras,
que son países que han abrazado la visión del ministerio,
which are countries that have embraced the vision of the Crossroads ministry.
Amen. Creo que Dios está haciendo un milagro en esos países.
I believe God is doing a miracle in those countries.
Quiero hablar un poquito sobre la importancia de la estabilidad.
I'd like to speak a little bit this morning about the importance of stability.
Porque es importante para nosotros
it's
estar estables.
It's important to us that we would be stable.
Pero también fue, ha sido muy importante la estabilidad para nuestro ministerio.
And stability has also been very important for our ministry.
Para reforzar esto, quiero compartir un versículo de la Biblia.
And so to emphasize or speak about this, I'd like to share a verse from the Bible.
En Primera de Pedro.
In 1 Peter.
5:10.
Chapter 5 and verse 10.
Lo vas a leer en inglés, hermano.
¿Lo puedes leer en español?
Okay. Okay. Bueno. Dice la Biblia,
the Bible says,
mas el Dios de toda gracia, que nos llamó a su gloria eterna en Jesucristo, después que haya padecido un poco de tiempo, él mismo os perfeccione, afirme, fortalezca y establezca.
And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
Amen. Estos cuatro puntos que la Biblia habla
And these four points that the Bible tells
tienen
us
que ver con el carácter de Dios.
Have to do with God's character.
Perfecto.
Perfect.
Firme.
Firm.
Fuerte.
Strong.
Y estable.
And stable.
Dios nunca cambia.
God never changes.
Esta parte del carácter de Dios
This part of the character of God
Él la quiere desarrollar en nosotros.
Is what he wants to develop in us.
Y usa el sufrimiento
And he uses the suffering
para desarrollar su carácter.
To develop his character in us.
Pero para hacernos estables emocionalmente.
To make us stable emotionally.
Familiarmente, económicamente.
In our families, financially.
Quiero compartir un poco del testimonio cómo se aplicó este versículo a nuestra vida.
I'd like to share a little bit of a testimony of how the Lord has applied this verse in my life.
Antes de conocer a Cross,
before I knew Crossroads,
nuestra iglesia en México trabajábamos con niños.
Our church in Mexico worked with children,
proveyendo comida,
providing food,
ropa,
clothes.
Hacíamos escuelas, programas de escuelas bíblicas de verano.
We made like vacation Bible schools.
Y pero descubrimos esto, algo.
But we discovered something.
Que esto era bueno.
This was good.
Pero habían algunas cosas que no me sentía conforme.
Conforme. Isaac, help me. Okay.
No estaba conforme.
There were a few things that didn't quite make me comfortable.
Es mi hijo que siempre me corrige.
Gracias.
No estaba confortable porque estas actividades son buenas, pero no me hacía estar cerca, no nos hacía estar cerca del niño.
There were lots of good activities, but they didn't really draw us close to the kids.
No conocíamos sus necesidades.
We didn't really get to understand their needs.
No nos daba tiempo de poder escucharlos.
It did not give us time to listen to them.
Y eso nos hacía inconformes, inquietos.
And so this made us a little bit uncomfortable, unsettled.
Desanimados.
Discouraged even.
Y queríamos abandonar el trabajo con los niños.
And so we wanted to give up working with kids.
Pero leyendo este pasaje de la Biblia,
But reading this passage from Scripture,
sentíamos que Dios hablaba a nuestro corazón.
We felt that God was speaking to our hearts.
No lo dejen.
Don't give up.
No lo dejen.
Don't give up.
Un día,
One day,
voy a perfeccionar este trabajo.
I'm going to bring perfection to this work.
Un día lo voy a perfeccionar.
One day I will bring perfection.
Porque él es el que perfecciona, él es perfecto.
Because he's the one who brings perfection, he is perfect.
Entonces cambió mi oración.
And so I changed my prayer.
Y comenzamos a orar, por favor, perfecciona el trabajo de los niños.
And we began to pray, Lord, please bring perfection to this work with the kids.
Por favor, perfecciónalo, Señor.
Bring perfection to it, Lord, please.
Y un día Dios contestó nuestras oraciones.
And one day God answered our prayers.
Conocimos a este hombre.
Like I met this guy.
Conocimos el ministerio que Dios había puesto en él.
We got to know the ministry that God had put in him.
Nos visitó en México.
He visited us in Mexico.
Ahora me da tanta vergüenza porque el todos los niños era casi como un circo corriendo por todos lados.
He's like, now thinking back about it, I'm a little bit embarrassed because it was almost like a circus when he came. All the kids were running everywhere.
Me daba pena, pero Dios me había dicho, no abandones ese trabajo.
And, you know, it was difficult, but God had told me, don't abandon that work.
Aprendí que si algo haces para Dios,
And I've learned that if something, if you're doing something for God,
y no es la mejor forma,
and it's not the best way,
tarde o temprano,
sooner or later,
Dios te va a ayudar a perfeccionarlo.
God will help you to bring perfection to it.
Y Mateo amablemente nos invitó a venir a conocer el programa.
And so Matt invited us to get to know the program.
Conocimos cómo se hacía el club.
We got to know how to do a club.
Y descubrimos tres cosas.
And we discovered three things.
Seguramente ustedes las conocen, pero fue lo que a nosotros nos impactó.
Surely you already know them, but these are the three things that impacted us.
Que el programa de Cross,
the Crossroads program,
ayudaba al niño,
it helped the child,
primeramente a relacionarse con Dios.
First of all, to be in relationship with God.
¿Qué es lo importante?
Which is the most important.
Segundo, ayudaba al niño a relacionarse con los adultos.
And secondly, it helped the child to learn how to relate to adults.
Y tercero, ayudaba al niño a relacionarse entre de ellos.
And third, it helps the children to relate well to one another.
Y ahí fue donde sentí,
and so that's where I felt,
que Dios había ya respondido a nuestras oraciones.
That God had answered our prayers.
Que iba a ser la nueva forma para trabajar con los niños.
That this was going to be the new form in which we would work with children.
Así es como ustedes escucharon a Ramiro.
And like you just heard about the testimony of Ramiro in the video.
Ramiro estaba muy niño.
Ramiro was just a little boy.
Pero cuando aplicamos el programa,
but when we applied the program,
y escuchamos la ira, el enojo que él tenía,
and we heard the anger, the rage that he had,
y vimos que a través del club y de la enseñanza, Dios estaba trayendo sanidad a él.
We were able to see that through the teaching of the word, through the club, God was bringing healing to him.
Comenzamos a dar gracias a Dios por ello.
We began to give thanks to God for him.
Ahora Ramiro tiene 13 años.
Now Ramiro is 13.
Y es un fiel servidor en uno de los clubs.
And he's a faithful servant at one of the clubs.
Con un corazón sano.
With a healed heart.
Yeah. Y feliz porque Cristo lo ha salvado.
And happy, content because Jesus has saved him.
Y a la medida que trabajábamos con los clubs,
and so the way in which we work through these clubs,
así como Ramiro con el abandono de los padres,
like just like with Ramiro who experienced abandonment from his parents,
descubrimos mucho abuso sexual.
We discovered a lot of sexual abuse.
Maltrato psicológico.
Psychological mistreatment, emotional abuse.
Yeah. Pero hemos visto que Dios ha traído sanidad.
But we've seen how God has brought healing.
Sanidad.
Healing.
Una de las cosas que hemos pensado que es mejor prevenir que reparar.
One thing we've discovered is it's much better if we can prevent than to try to cure later on.
Porque aquí entre nosotros,
because here among ourselves,
como pastor,
as a pastor,
me ha sido difícil,
it's been difficult
reparar a los adultos.
To repair adults.
Cambiarle su mente, su sentir.
To change their minds, to change their feelings.
Solo Dios lo puede hacer.
Only God can do it.
Pero poder trabajar con las nuevas generaciones.
But to be able to work with the future generations.
Es mejor prevenir.
It's much better because we can
que reparar.
A lot of those things from happening.
Y siento que eso es una nueva oportunidad que Dios nos ha dado de prevenir las nuevas generaciones.
And I think that's the task that God has given us to help bring prevention of things to the next generation.
Entonces, Dios comenzó a perfeccionar parte de su carácter. Él comenzó a perfeccionar el trabajo con el ministerio de los niños.
And so God began to bring perfection to the work to make it much better.
Y ahora vemos niños firmes.
And now we see children who are
firm. Él los perfeccione.
God is bringing the perfection.
Él los afirme.
And God is bringing them firmness. They're stable.
Los niños han crecido y sentimos que están firmes en su fe.
The children are growing and we're seeing that they're firm in their faith.
Firmes en el conocimiento de Dios.
Firm in their knowledge of God.
Pueden mantener una relación con los adultos.
They're able to maintain a relationship with the adults.
Pueden mantener una relación con Dios.
They're able to maintain a relationship with God.
Y pueden tener relaciones entre ellos mismos sanos.
And they're able to have healthy relationships with one another.
Cuando amigos pastores en México vieron lo que estaba pasando en nuestro ministerio,
and so when some other pastors in Mexico saw what was happening in our ministry,
oh, venían y decían, ¿qué estás haciendo?
They started coming and they said, well, what's going on? What are you doing?
¿Qué les estás dando?
What are you giving them?
Ya, les dije, ya. Bueno, suspendimos los alimentos.
Well, he said, we stopped giving them food.
Suspendimos la ropa.
We stopped giving out clothes.
Y comenzamos a practicar la gran comisión.
And we started practicing the Great Commission.
Evangelizarlos.
Evangelizing.
Y discipularlos.
And discipling.
Hacer gente con principios eternos.
To make them people who have eternal principles.
Porque descubrimos que ellos tienen comida en sus casas, frijoles o tortillas, pero tienen.
Because we understood we came to understand that they did have food at home, maybe beans and tortillas, but they had food.
Ajá. Descubrimos que tal vez no tienen ropa de marca, pero no andan desnudos.
Yeah, we discovered that maybe they didn't have the name brand clothes, but they weren't walking around naked either.
Pero ¿quién escucha sus corazones?
But who is listening to their hearts?
¿Quién tiene tiempo para escuchar sus corazones?
Who Who has the time to listen to their hearts?
¿Quién puede jugar con ellos?
Who is going to take time to play with them?
Eso es la necesidad de lo que es el niño.
And this is the need that they really have.
No sé cómo me vea la gente, un hombre de 53 años jugando con los niños.
I don't know how people are looking at me, you know, maybe a little weird, 53-year-old guy playing with kids.
Pero si eso es parte de poder establecer el reino de Dios,
but if this is part of establishing the kingdom of God,
lo vamos a hacer.
We're going to do it.
Amen. Y fue que iglesias vinieron y pidieron que les diéramos el entrenamiento.
And so churches came and they started asking, teach us how to do this.
Ahora vemos más de 15 iglesias practicando sus clubes en México.
And so now in Mexico we have more than 15 churches putting into practice clubs.
Gloria a Dios. Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Hace poco el estado un poco más peligroso que es Michoacán.
Just a little while ago, one of the most dangerous states in Mexico, Michoacán.
Sí, ahí no puedes andar después de las 5 de la tarde.
There you really can't be out and about after 5 p.m.
Ayer le dije a Mateo, vamos.
Yesterday I said to Matt, hey, let's go.
Los pastores ahí llamaron.
The pastors from there, they called.
Y dijeron, por favor, ven y trae el programa de Cross acá.
And they said, please come and bring Crossroads here to us.
Porque la mafia está desarrollando drogas para los niños.
Because the mafia is trying to develop drugs among the young people.
Pero nosotros queremos prevenirlos.
But we want to prevent this.
Queremos, y si el programa funciona,
and if this program is working,
las puertas están abiertas.
The doors are open.
Y fuimos a entrenar a más como de 10 iglesias.
And so we went and we trained more than 10 different churches over there.
Y pronto vamos a comenzar los clubes allí.
And very soon the new clubs will start there.
Así fue como se ha ido desarrollando en México el ministerio. Es como se ha ido desarrollando.
And so that's how the ministry in Mexico has been developing.
Un día les voy a platicar un poquito sobre cómo llegó a Guatemala.
And so one day I'm going to just share with you a little bit about how the ministry ended up going to Guatemala.
Un día llegó un pastor con una iglesia muy grande a visitarme.
One day a pastor with a very big church in Guatemala came to visit me in Mexico.
Y justo cuando íbamos a celebrar el club.
And right at the time when we were about to start the club.
Y le dije, ¿podrías dar la clase al grupo grande, pastor?
And so I asked him, hey, pastor, would you teach the large group lesson at club today?
Dijo, claro.
Oh, he said, sure.
Le di la lección.
And so I gave him the lesson plan.
Y se paró enfrente de los niños.
And he stood up in front of the kids.
Y dijo, niños, cuando era pequeño,
said, kids, when I was little,
no tenía oportunidades.
I didn't have any opportunities.
Ahora que estoy grande,
now I'm big.
He viajado a diferentes países.
Traveled all over the world, different countries.
He construido casas.
I built homes.
Mis hijos son arquitectos y otros esto.
Are architects and other ones this.
Y cuando sintió se le acabó el tiempo.
And so when he felt like the time was done,
y cuando fuimos a grupo pequeño,
and then we went back to small groups,
a poder escuchar a los niños que habían aprendido de Cristo,
to listen to the children what they had learned about Christ,
dijeron los niños enfrente de él.
And so the children were there in front of him.
Él no habló nada de Cristo Jesús.
And in front of him, the kids said, he didn't speak anything about Jesus.
Él no habló nada de la Biblia.
He didn't teach us anything from the Bible.
Él solo habló de sus proyectos.
He just talked about his own projects.
¿Cómo vamos a ganar boletos?
How are we going to win tickets today?
Y el pastor muy avergonzado dijo, wow, nadie me había confrontado como estos niños.
And so the pastor was very embarrassed and he said, wow, nobody's ever confronted me quite like those kids did.
Era enero.
And that was in January.
Y dijo, por favor, en marzo llevamos a cabo un congreso en todas las iglesias.
And I said, hey, in January, let's have a congress together with different churches in Guatemala.
Vengan y entrénenos a los pastores y a los líderes.
And come with some pastors and leaders, and we'll bring some training.
Así es como hemos llegado a Guatemala.
And so that's how we arrived in Guatemala.
Llegar para poder demostrar que el niño pide esa atención.
Talking about how the children were asking for this attention.
Yes, así ha sido la extensión. Dios ha dicho que él iba a perfeccionar el trabajo.
And this is how the work has continued to extend.
Lo iba a firmar. Lo iba a firmar.
That God was going to make it firm.
Y lo iba a fortalecer.
And he was going to make it strong.
Es el Dios de las oportunidades.
He is God of opportunities.
Dios con su carácter para lo que hacemos.
God who with his character for what he's doing.
Así rápidamente, ¿cómo llegamos a El Salvador?
And so quickly, how we ended up in El Salvador.
Mi amigo trabajaba con los pandilleros
and para restaurarlos. A friend there who was working with gang members trying to restore them.
Y la iglesia había mucho pandillero de las maras salvatrucha.
And so his church was filled with gang members who were part of the English MS-13, I think.
MS.
Salvatrucha, ¿no?
Salvatrucha. Yeah. Yo te corrijo.
Gracias por la traducción. Thanks for the translation.
Okay. Y el día que el presidente tomó a toda esa gente, la iglesia no se involucraba por los tatuados, por la gente, ¿no?
And so the church was very involved with all those. They were very all tattooed up. And
el día que el presidente tomó a toda esa gente y los metió a la cárcel.
And the president came and rounded up all the people who were tattooed, gang members, former gang members, like in just one day.
Mi amigo cayó en depresión.
And my friend became depressed.
Le preguntaba a Dios si había terminado el ministerio.
And he asked the Lord, have you ended our ministry here?
Y escuchó que Dios le dijo, no, apenas vas a iniciar.
And he heard the Lord saying to him, no, you're just getting started.
Busca a Rolando.
Look for Rolando.
Él tiene un programa.
He has a program.
Para que trabaje con los niños.
That you're going to work with the children.
Hijos de estos pandilleros.
The sons and daughters of those gang members.
Porque si no hacen un discipulado bien.
Because if you don't do the discipleship
van a
well,
tener los mismos problemas en los años posteriores.
You're going to have the same problems in years to come.
Y así fue como llegó Cross al Salvador.
And that's how Crossroads started in El Salvador.
Hay como 10 iglesias que han abrazado el ministerio.
So in El Salvador, there are 10 churches that have
embraced it. Así como fue una respuesta a mis oraciones Cross para México.
And so just as Crossroads was an answer to my prayers for Mexico.
Así ha sido para la respuesta para mis amigos pastores en El Salvador.
It's also been for my pastor friends in El Salvador.
Y creo que El Salvador tiene una buena oportunidad.
And El Salvador has a big opportunity.
De prevenir.
To prevent.
No de reparar, sino de prevenir.
Not to repair, but to prevent.
Y eso es lo que a grandes rasgos les quiero platicar, cómo Dios ha ido moviendo el ministerio y lo ha expandido a otras naciones.
And so God has done a great work in building things and expanding the ministry to other nations.
Siento como si es un río trayendo frescura al corazón de la gente.
I feel like it's like a river that's bringing refreshing to the hearts of the people.
Siento que es una oportunidad para los pastores.
I feel like it's an opportunity for the pastors.
Que hemos creído que hacer programas espontáneos para los niños, ese es el ministerio. Como programas eventuales, ¿no? Como programas como escuelas bíblicas o actividades de verdad.
Okay, yeah, we'll let that one go. It's not bad for 4 years of high school Spanish, huh?
Okay, ¿por dónde me quedé? Por El Salvador. Es la oportunidad, les dije que es la oportunidad nosotros como pastores de poder reparar nuestro trabajo,
yeah, so
enfocándonos
pastors,
a las generaciones.
We have the opportunity to repair the work to reach the next generation. Mm-hmm.
Es por esa razón que me siento bendecido.
And it's for that reason that I feel blessed.
De poder ser parte de un avivamiento.
To be part of a revival.
Un avivamiento que está casi debajo de la mesa.
A revival that maybe is happening like under the table.
Que nadie aplaude.
That nobody's que
nadie reconoce.
Nobody is recognizing it.
Porque como en mí en años atrás.
Because in me in years past.
Pastorear adultos era sinónimo de éxito.
To pastor adults was synonymous with success.
Ya. Y ahora que trabajo con los niños.
And now that I'm working with children.
Es el trabajo más hermoso que Dios me ha dado.
It's the most beautiful work that God has given me.
Porque me puedo ver en años.
Because I can see in years.
Que vamos a crear un liderazgo.
That we're creating a leadership.
Gente de principios.
People with principles.
Gente de valores eternos.
People with eternal
no
values.
Le vamos a tener miedo.
People that we're not going to be afraid of.
Un día las elecciones políticas. Un día cuando hayan elecciones políticas.
One day when there are political elections.
Porque vamos a tener niños firmes en la fe, gente firmes en la fe.
Because we're going to have children, we're going to have people who are firm in their faith.
Y así fue como llegamos a Honduras.
And that's how we ended up getting to Honduras too.
Honduras tiene muchos problemas.
Honduras has a lot of problems.
Es el país más caro que nosotros tenemos para ir a hacer misiones.
Yeah, it's actually the most expensive country for us to get to.
Yeah, pero gracias a Dios, los pastores han abrazado eso.
But thanks to God, the pastors there have embraced this.
Porque
as well.
Cuando quisieron las pandillas del Salvador huyeron para para Honduras.
Because when the gangs were being rounded up in El Salvador, a lot of them fled to Honduras.
Era como transportaron como la delincuencia ahí.
Yeah, and so the delinquency was transported from one country to another.
Pero ahora que estamos que ellos han abrazado la visión.
But now that they've also embraced the vision there.
En enero fuimos a uno de los pueblos a hacer un seminario. Venía gente de las montañas a recibir el seminario para trabajar con los niños.
And so this last January we were there in this village where people came from all these little mountain villages all around to receive this training.
Estamos en la capital
de Tegucigalpa.
Y eso ha sido tan hermoso ver el amor de Dios como ha expandido.
The love of God, how it's going forth.
Hermanos,
brothers and sisters,
creo que esta es la respuesta de sus oraciones.
I think this is an answer to your prayers.
De su apoyo.
It's an, and thanks to your help, your support.
Creo que somos un equipo.
I believe we are a team.
Haciendo el trabajo.
Doing the work.
De extender el reino de Dios.
Extending the kingdom of God.
Y establecerlo.
And establishing it.
Para concluir.
To conclude.
Yo te animo de parte de Dios.
I encourage you on behalf of the Lord.
Que si estás haciendo algo,
that if you're doing anything,
negocio,
business,
familia,
family,
y ves que no es la forma en que lo estás haciendo, no es una buena forma que lo estás haciendo.
And the way in which you're doing it maybe isn't the best form.
Recuerda lo que dice Primera de Pedro capítulo 5 versículo 10.
Remember what the scripture says in 1 Peter 5 verse 10.
Mas el Dios de toda gracia,
the God of all grace,
que nos llamó a su gloria eterna,
who has called us to his eternal glory,
en Jesucristo,
in Jesus Christ,
después que hayas padecido un poco de tiempo,
after you've suffered for a little while,
el mismo te perfeccione,
he himself will perfect you,
el mismo te afirme,
he himself will
y el mismo te fortalezca,
and he himself will strengthen
y te va a establecer,
and he will establish you.
Ánimo en Cristo Jesús.
Encouragement in Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Mateo,
puedes orar.
Gracias, Rolando. We want to end with some time in prayer, and I'll introduce that in just a minute. It's been such a blessing to see what God has done around the world through Crossroads, and it's been a blessing to be part of this congregation and to see how you all have embraced this and to see the results that God has been bringing. So I'm gonna get emotional. I know, Peg, how God used you this year and the girls in your group. We all know about Carl. We know so many others, right, whose lives have been changed forever by the Lord Jesus. A few weeks ago, I was sitting here, and I saw Peg, and I just heard about your group this year, and I looked at my phone. There was a notice. I know I'm a bad example. And it was a video of a boy named Michael in Texas getting baptized that same morning while I was sitting here. In his testimony at the last kids club, he heard the gospel presented, and he accepted Jesus. He was following Christ in baptism. It was last month. All the time, you know, like, I just have this blessing of hearing from around the country, 12 states, 6 countries. We have team members located in 6 countries in 5 states right now. And God is doing something big. Like Rolando said, it's kind of underground, you know, but wow. And so we're thinking about this fall and this community in Sycamore Trails and Horizon School. You know, Horizon was one of our original schools, like in the earliest years. And the reality is, right, we need some workers. We need some workers. We need more to rise up and to join and be part of things. And I was thinking about these words from Matthew chapter 9, right? Words we all know. It says, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Wow. Just watch the kids pouring out of our schools, drive by after school. Are they harassed? Is our culture harassing them? Yeah, it is. Are they helpless? Can they stand up for themselves against the forces, the standards of the state of Illinois? Sorry. Can they stand up against these things? No. Social media? My goodness. When I look at them, I see them harassed and helpless, and I have compassion for them. And then Jesus said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful. Amen? But the laborers are few. It hasn't changed in 2,000 years. But then he told us what to do. He said, therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Whew. It's not complicated. Guess what? Jesus said, there's a plentiful harvest. We've heard testimony about it today. It's not just in Mexico. It's not just in El Salvador. It's right here at Horizon and at Sycamore Trails. It's right here in our backyard. There are people harassed and helpless, and we need laborers to go into that harvest. And so Jesus said, do what? Pray. So I'm going to get down off this platform in a second. But what I want to do is this. We could, you know, give all the top 10 reasons why you might want to serve at club, and you could probably give me all the reasons why you can't and whatever. You know, I know we're busy and this and that. But I don't think we should do any of that. I think we should get together with two or three people right where we are. We're going to spend 3 or 4 minutes, and we're just going to pray that God would raise up workers from this congregation to continue and to extend the work right here in our own community. And you know what I think is going to happen is I think that it may happen that the Holy Spirit touches some of your hearts, even in this moment. And he says, you know what? You could do it. Maybe not all the time, but you could be a substitute. Maybe you can't go every week, but maybe you can help with snack. Maybe you can kind of go over. I've seen people do heroic things. You know, use 2 hours of their vacation every week to leave work and go to club and come back. You know, maybe he's going to speak to you in some way. Maybe he'll put an idea in your head. I don't know what he's going to do, but I know he told us to pray for workers. Can we do that? All right. Awesome. So just right where you are, gather up with at least two or three, no more than four or five, and we're just going to take some time and pray for workers, and then Pastor Alex will come and close us.